This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. North Dallas High School is home to about 100 homeless students because it's near three homeless shelters and organizations that serve families in need. Meet one of those kids, a 17-year-old senior who temporarily lives in Oak Cliff, where the sun has barely risen. This worn bungalow with a porch stacked with fishing poles is where Desmond Davis lives, for now. The senior at North Dallas High School is a drum major and baritone player with the Bulldog Band. For at least 6 years, he's shared a place with somebody other than his mom or dad, which means he's considered homeless.
Well, I always needed help. It's just that you really just can't tell by the way I walk. My dad been going through tough times just trying to get a stable job, and he's going to be out of town most of the time because he got one of those out-of-state jobs.
Desmond is one of nearly 3,000 homeless DISD students. His divorced dad can't afford a home, and Des doesn't get along with his mother. So he kept wrangling ways to stay with somebody like his grandmother or a friend who lives near school. That way, he could just walk down the street to class instead of living on the streets.
It was already 4 people in the house, and me, that's like an extra mouth to feed, and it's kind of tough. And I was like, yeah, I understand. I'm just glad that y'all let me stay those 6 months.
Des admits it's been kind of a roller coaster life, but he's managed.
I'm there, but I don't know how long I'm going to be there. It was always like a mystery. I'll never know when, like, oh, well, you got to go somewhere else.
Then Des met CJ, North Dallas High School monitor Charles Johnson. With help from nonprofit organizations and churches, he's temporarily housed kids from North Dallas High for a dozen years.
I'm just keeping the family until the family get on their feet. And when the family get on their feet, they'll reconnect. They can always come over here. The discipline is all done by me as directions, chores, community service, and also working and giving back, you know.
Giving back is part of what Des has been inspired to do. He's a member of the school's action team, which helps kids in local shelters. He also likes school, and he's happy to be back with his sights now set on college. He visited the Oklahoma State campus once and got inspired by the school's spirit and sense of identity. He wants to be a cowboy. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.